This is the Bureau Improv and Sketch Comedy Club at the University of Maryland Summer 2020 Audio Sketch Show. All recording was done separately, with each actor using whatever audio equipment they had available while sheltering in place. As of the time of this recording, Saturday, August 15th, 2020, 767,000 people have died due to COVID-19 worldwide. We hope you enjoy the show and stay safe. Play it!
Pledges, this meeting is going to go a little differently than what you've done before. You know that the fraternal bonds that are wrought in the Kappa Nu furnace of pain and brotherly love last the end of this life and into the next. But this fraternity is also about pragmatism. To do well in your lives, you will need a good education. And a good education means good grades. And good grades means you have to grind. You have to grind while they sleep. Are you picking up what I'm putting down? That means you have to bust your ass every day and every night, but even more so, it means you have to get more efficient with your sleep. For every hour of sleep you get, you gotta get 2 hours of sleep. Alright, for example, Max, ask me how many hours of sleep I got last night.
How many hours?
Four.
Oh, wow, that's really not enough.
No, that's not the point. Wait, what?
I was just saying that that's not a lot of sleep. Like, if you're doing that a bunch, you probably feel bad most of the time, right?
Huh. Yeah.
Aaron?
Daddy, Daddy, Daddy!
Daddy!
Hey, hey! How are my little jackrabbits doing?
Good!
Good!
Daddy, Daddy, today we went to the park and there were dogs there and Mommy said we couldn't play with them, so we just watched them and one of the people had a squeaky toy for their dog, but the other dog took it, so the dogs were fighting over it.
Were the dogs play fighting or fighting for real?
All right, enough with the silly questions. Daria, Jeremy, go brush your teeth and get into your pajamas. You'll say goodnight to Daddy when you're done.
Okay.
Okay.
Aaron, where the fuck are you? Your hiking trip was supposed to end yesterday.
I'm so sorry, honey. You know, I don't have service in the Catskills. And when I got back on the grid last night, I saw the shelter-in-place order, and, you know, I thought, well, instead of endangering my family, I'm just going to wait it out in a clean hotel.
Wait for what?
For the pandemic to end.
Aaron, you have 2 children and a wife. You cannot decide to fuck off whenever it gets hard for you. Do you think it's any easier here for me? I've been planning and teaching the kids history and math lessons alone for over 2 weeks.
Well, why are you teaching them at home? Shouldn't they be covering that in school?
School is fucking canceled, Aaron! Everything is fucking canceled!
Mom, Darius hugging the sink.
No, Mom, that's not true, because Jeremy wasn't even done.
I don't... Jeremy, use my bathroom.
I wasn't even...
Go!
Nancy, can I say something?
Yeah?
I'm sorry, I didn't realize it was this bad, and that sounds really tough, but it's awesome that you stepped up to the plate. I mean, you've been teaching them, you've been taking them outside, giving them routine. That's awesome. Have you guys been eating okay? I don't know what the grocery situation's like.
Yeah, we're eating okay. It's just that we do lessons for most of the day, so I don't really have time to cook a big meal for lunch. So you've been doing sandwiches with cold cuts for a while.
Nancy, you know that that's not a sustainable lifestyle, right? You've got to make real, healthy...
Then why don't you come over here and make it yourself? Where are you right now?
I'm just at a hotel. It's the Hojo on Church Street. It's far from luxury, but it's pretty comfortable.
On Church Street? Aaron, you are literally walking distance from us. Come home and put your kids to bed.
Nance, come on. You know I miss you and the kids, all right? But it's just too high risk right now.
High risk for whom? Not the kids. They're going to be just fine. But I'll tell you who won't be fine. Me. If I have to spend another week on my own, I swear to Christ, I'm going to find the nearest highway overpass, stand
we're
up
done,
over
we're
it.
Done.
We're done.
You all brushed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How long?
2 minutes.
Good. Want to wish Daddy good night?
Good night, Daddy.
Good night, Daddy. Daddy, where are you?
Daddy's being safe and flattening the curve, just like you are. You guys are washing your hands, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good, good. Well, night-night, kiddos. Oh, and don't think I forgot. It's your birthday next week, Daria. Is there anything special you want?
I want candy.
Candy? Is that it?
Yeah, I want chocolate.
Yeah? Well, you got it, birthday girl.
Well, sweetie, isn't there something else? Maybe a toy that you'd like to have?
Oh, heads up, Nance. I just ordered 3 pounds of chocolate to the house.
Yay! Aaron, you did not just do that!
What? I still have to be a father to them.
Then be a father in person! Don't you guys want to see Daddy?
We do see Daddy. He's on the screen.
Well, yes, but he's not-
Okay, Nancy. If this is such a big deal to you, I'll share this with you now. I was gonna make it a surprise, but I made you these virtual parenting clips. Here, I'll send them in the chat.
Virtual parenting clips? What does that even-
Go to your room, mister! I don't know. Ask your mother. Hi, Hungry.
Ooh, Mommy, I have a question. We were watching the animal TV, and the lions were play fighting, and the TV show said they were making babies, but it looked like they were just play fighting. So where did the babies come from then?
Ooh, honey, sorry, I gotta go. Room service is here. Bye.
Aaron! One second,
You see, Junior, when a bee and a bird love each other very, very much, they get together, and they start hugging. And when they're done hugging, 9 months later, a big little baby comes out, and they start hugging people too.
Thank you. Alright, cool. I'll see you at my place tomorrow.
You know it, bro. Hope you're ready to get crushed in beer pong.
Okay. What do you mean?
Well, me and Felipe are the dream team, man. You know, that's all I'm saying.
I mean, I didn't think we'd be drinking tomorrow, you know? I was thinking more of, like, a chill movie night, you know?
Oh, gotcha. So, like, are you thinking just, wine or, like, something fancy for the watch party, or?
Nah, man, I've got a 9 a.m. on Thursdays. So I was just thinking, you know, classic, snacks and pop.
Oh, word, okay, just, because, like, we always drink at your place.
Nah, I don't think we do.
Yeah, dude, we totally do. You know, we drank on your birthday. We drank when Brandon got his internship offer. When Cassie passed her econ final.
I don't think most of us drank at those. Like, it seems like you find a reason to drink every time we get together.
Huh. Yeah.
Hello. Thank you for choosing Takashi Grammar Premium. My name is Kelly. How can I help? I think we've worked together before. Welcome back, Mr. Klapholz.
Yep. Hey, Kelly. We met last week, I think.
How are you? Did your team like the presentation on fracking we worked on?
Yeah, they seemed pretty convinced by it. Lots of follow-up questions, which was nice. That was good.
That's a great sign. What can I help you with today?
I just uploaded a doc I've been working on. I think it still needs a lot of work.
No problem. Let's see here. All right. Looks like a memoir. Lots of jobs back to back. Consulting work. Oh, I didn't know you met your wife on a business trip. That's cute.
Yeah, that's actually a funny story. Just keep reading.
All right. 6 years together. Cancer diagnosis. I'm so sorry.
Thank you. That's fine. Just continue.
Passed away shortly thereafter, and now... Oh. No. Oh, Mr. Klapholz. Is this a suicide letter?
Yeah. I just don't know what to do with myself. It's been a few days, and it just hasn't gotten any better.
Your wife passed a few days ago?
No, I started writing this letter a few days ago, and it's still trash.
Oh,
I mean, look at this. It says, I could not overstate the pain of mine and Jolene's family if I tried. That just sounds really awkward. Like, how do I rewrite that, for example?
Well, you could try the passive mood.
What?
Like, the pain that I and Jolene's family have experienced cannot be overstated.
That's really good. Could you write that in the chat, though, please?
Sure thing, Mr. Wait, no. do you have any friends or loved ones you could call right now?
Yeah, I do. I do. I'll call them right after I finish this draft. I promised myself I'd have it done by the end of the week, and writer's block doesn't go away just because you're grieving the loss of your wife and... best friend.
Oh, Mr. Clapp.
She was literally my better half. I know people say it tongue-in-cheek and metaphorically, but when I was away from her, I genuinely would feel like there was something missing. Being married to her made me forget what it felt like to be alone. I don't know, does that sound crazy to you?
No. Mr. Klapholz, that's not crazy at all. I've never been married, but I've certainly felt those feelings myself.
So you don't think I should cut out that paragraph?
Wait, was that written?
Footnote page 2. Also, do you think maybe I should add a colorful simile when I talk about how I'm going to overdose on my wife?
Mr. Klapholz, it is very clear that you need help, but it is not the kind of help that I can offer. Get a pen and paper, because I'm going to give you the number for the suicide hotline.
Okay, I'm sorry. I agree. I agree with you. It's just... I tried getting help before. I tried counseling. But between calling and booking and dealing with insurance, I just don't have the capacity right now.
I might be able to help, actually. I happen to know that there's a huge amount of online counseling services. Maybe that's more your speed.
It's number.
What?
It's number of services, not amount of services, since service is a countable noun. Miss Pomerantz, this is Paul Sampson from Takashi Quality Assurance. Do you think you could come upstairs to talk with us about some performance hiccups, please?
I'm not totally sure what's happening. Wait, actually?
Yes, please, Miss Pomerantz. I'm only free for the next half hour, so if you could come up immediately, that would be preferable.
Oh, yes. I'm so sorry, Mr. Sampson. I'll be right upstairs. What office number is it?
864.
Okay. Wait, there's no 8th floor in this building? Mr. Klapholz? Is that still you?
You got me. But that would have been pretty funny, right?
I'll take the Greek yogurt and fruit, please. Thank you.
Henry, I thought you were lactose intolerant.
I am.
Well, Greek yogurt is lactose.
What do you mean? No, it's not.
Yes, it is. It's got just as much lactose as anything else. Henry, you're not lactose intolerant.
Yes, I am. I feel it all the time when I eat cereal.
That's not even true. What about that health cereal? You never complain about having milk with that stuff.
No, not with that, but with Fruit Loops, I feel super nauseous, like my stomach is turning inside out.
So you're telling me you're lactose intolerant, but only when you have milk with our favorite breakfast cereal from when we were growing up?
Yeah.
Henry, I think you just miss Mom.
Huh. Yeah.
actors in order of appearance. Dagam Sarak, Michael Rosenberg, Devin Slattery, Sarah Nahusenai, Koki Bellico, Alex Parsky. Written, directed, and edited by Michael Rosenberg. Scored by Gabe Zimbler. Gabe is on Spotify under the name Mad Pleasant.